Don't miss an episode of Peace Out. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Peace out.
Happy New Year. This is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel Tsang, and I'm happy you're here. Last time, we talked about how we could spread some happiness or kindness with our talents, or what we called showing our glow. Did you get a chance to show your glow? Keep an eye out for chances to do something that will make you or someone else happy by doing something you already love, like drawing a beautiful picture for someone, playing a sport, and including someone who looks like they might want to join in. Keep going and keep glowing. Before we start today, let's listen to where Olive's safe space is.
My name's Olive, and I'm 5 years old, and I live in Newfoundland, and my safe spot is when I'm with my family, and how I get nice and tired or unstressed is from you, Peace Out, and I really like that you're there.
Thanks, Olive. I loved hearing that your family is your safe spot. That's important, and you are very fortunate to have that, and I'm happy for you. And I'm glad that you find Peace Out helpful during stressful times too. It's important to recognize when we are feeling stressed and make time to pause and give ourselves time to recharge. If you'd like to share where your safe spot is, just like Olive, email your recording to peaceout@bedtime.fm and you might hear yourself on a future Peace Out episode. Okay, let's get started. Start by either sitting up or lying down on the ground. If you're sitting, sit up tall and roll your shoulders back. Place your hands on your knees or in your lap. Lift up your chin just a little and close your eyes. If you decided to lie down, then shift around if you need to get really comfortable. Close your eyes. Let's all take a nice deep breath in through our nose now. 1, 2, 3. And now let it out through your mouth. 3, 2, 1. Breathe in through your nose. 1, 2, 3. And out through your mouth. 3, 2, 1. We're going to do the calm down countdown to lift off into space so we can see some constellations up close. And let's try this. When I say a number, breathe in and breathe out in between the numbers. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're in space. Use your imagination to look around at the dark, dark expanse of space. The shining stars are coming into focus now. There are billions of them here. If you're lying down, stretch out your arms and legs so that you look like a star. If you're sitting, put the bottoms of your feet together and hold on to them, letting your knees fall to the sides. And remember to sit up straight. Keep your eyes closed. Keep breathing in and out. Constellations are stars that humans have grouped together to make up shapes or pictures This helps us recognize and find stars easier. And this was important because the stars tell people from long ago tell time at night. And when they started to sail across oceans, the stars helped them navigate the seas. And people have created stories or myths about the constellations to help explain things that happened in their daily lives. Today, we're going to explore three of these myths about the Big Dipper. One from the ancient Greeks, one from Hindu mythology, and one from the Mi'kmaq, an indigenous group in the Canadian Atlantic provinces. Now, the Big Dipper is not a constellation, but it's part of a big constellation that the Greeks called Ursa Major, or the Great Bear. Let's get on our hands and knees right now. Make sure your hands are right under your shoulders. And move your knees right under your hips. We're going to pretend to be bears. Bears can move around on all fours or go up on their hind legs, their back legs. So we're going to lift ourselves up and stretch our arms up to the sky while staying on our knees. You can pretend that your hands are paws too. All right, let's try it now. Lift yourself up, stretch up, and now slowly lower your arms down again and put your hands back on the ground and under your shoulders. Let's do that again. And this time, take a deep breath in now and lift yourself up and stretch your arms up towards the stars. Breathe out and come back down. Place your hands under your shoulders again, your knees under your hips. Take a deep breath in and raise yourself up again. And now come back down. Now keep going like this at your own pace as I tell you the story of the Great Bear. Remember to breathe in as you raise yourself up like a bear on its hind legs, and breathing out as you go back down to the ground. The Greek goddess Hera was taking revenge on her husband Zeus and the maiden called Callisto. Hera turned Callisto into a bear, and Callisto wandered for years as a bear in the forest until one day her son Arcas found her. But he didn't know it was her mother because she was still in the bear form. So Arcas was just about to use his spear against his own mother when Zeus suddenly sent them both up into the sky, and Callisto became the Great Bear, or Ursa Major, and Arcas became the Little Bear, or Ursa Minor. You can come back down now, and when you're ready, stand up. The Big Dipper is made up of seven stars that join up to make a dipper shape, a sort of rectangle with a curved handle. In ancient India, the Mahabharata, one of the major epic stories, tells the story of seven sages. A sage was a very wise person in ancient history. The Indian myth said that these seven sages made the sun rise every day. Now that we're standing, we're going to do a sun salutation, or a pose that shows how much we appreciate the sun, which gives us light and heat and makes life possible on Earth. Take a big step forward right now with one foot. Bend into that front leg so that your knee is right on top of your ankle, but not past it. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Now on your next breath in, Raise your arms up to the sun. Face your palms towards each other and stretch your fingers apart. Keep standing steady. Now, bring your arms back down and step back so that your feet are together. Now, take another step forward with your other foot this time. Bring your knee over your ankle, but make sure it doesn't go any further. Take a deep breath in and swing your arms up, and this time look up too. Face your palms together and stretch out your fingers. Okay, bring your arms back down and step your feet back together. You can choose to either sit or lie down again now. Close your eyes again. We have one more to go. This myth about the Big Dipper is from the Mi'kmaq, an indigenous group in Atlantic Canada. As the bear begins waking up from its long hibernation, it is seen by Chickadee. Chickadee decides that it wants to hunt the bear, but Chickadee is too small, so it calls for other hunters to help. There are six other hunters that join: robin, pigeon, saw-whet owl, barred owl, moose bird, and blue jay. The handle of the Big Dipper are the hunters Robin, Chickadee, and moose bird. Let's pretend to be hunters too. Hunters need really good hearing. Let's do a listening exercise right now. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Keep going. Deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Focus on your breath and see if you can hear it. Deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. What does your breathing sound like? Does breathing in sound different from breathing out? Keep going. Now let's open our ears a bit. Besides your breathing, what else do you hear? Depending on where you are, it could be the lights buzzing, birds or cars outside the window, other people. Okay, that's it. You've just practiced mindfulness by focusing on your breathing and the sounds around you. Focusing on the present moment, what's happening here and now. Well done. Constellations and their myths, their stories, are a way for people to recognize patterns and make sense of the world around them and share this with others. That's what the Greeks, ancient Indians, and Mi'kmaqs did when they saw the group of stars that make up the Big Dipper. Elias Canetti was a writer, and he wrote the words, "His head is made of stars, but not yet arranged into constellations." I like to think that the thoughts, feelings, and ideas that we have are like stars, and that they can seem random, but we can make them into constellations. We can connect the dots and create something that makes sense to us to help us understand our thoughts, feelings, and ideas. So whenever you sit and have a think about whatever's going around you, whenever you ask for help or talk to a friend, teacher, or family about what you're thinking or feeling, and whenever you remember to pause during the day to take a few deep breaths or to have some quiet time to have a break and recharge, that's your way of making constellations, making sense of your starry thoughts, feelings, and ideas. Write them down in a journal, draw a picture, read books. They'll help you learn more about people and yourself. Go outside and explore nature. That will help you connect to the earth and to yourself too. Go to sleep early and get enough sleep so that your body and brain can rest and so you can dream. Dreaming is how we organize all the information and learning we've done during the day. Spend time thinking about what kind of person you want to be, not when you grow up, but right now. A kind person? A friend that all other friends go to because they trust you and know you'll help? A brave and confident person who is a leader and always does the right thing? Connect the dots and make your own constellations. I hope you like today's story and that you're feeling good right now. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out is written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. You can find more information on our podcast at peaceoutpodcast.com.